Chapter 30.
Encased within the crystal sphere of her command pod, Darth Carrot could feel the power of the Ascendant Spear coursing through the wires attached to the implants in her neck, face, and skull. The wires twitched and twisted like they were alive, pulsing with energy and matching the rhythm of her racing heart as it sent blood rushing through her veins. Her excitement was more than the anticipation of the coming battle. Guiding the ship through the extra-dimensional landscape of hyperspace was exhilarating, a thrill beyond any other mental or physical pleasure. She had transcended her shell of flesh and bone, becoming one with the Ascendant Spear. As planets and stars flew past her on all sides, sensed rather than seen, vanishing from her awareness in seconds as they were left trillions of kilometers behind her. She could feel the presence of her apprentice and his two new companions outside the confines of the pod as she fed off them to enhance and augment her connection to the dark side and to the ship. Yet she realized that eager as she was to get to Duro, she had to pace herself. Her second apprentice was still watching guard over Nos D'Aurol, and though Lord Ka'ux and Lord Ordiz were strong, they were still not used to the unique strain of supporting her while she controlled the spear. She had to be careful not to exhaust them before the battle. The ship slowed ever so slightly in response to her unspoken directive, allowing her to conserve her strength as they continued to hurtle to their destination. Moff Nezer, commander of the Imperial capital ship Extempus, relished the moments before leading his fleet into battle. The attack on the agri-world Ruan had been a glorious victory, but it would pale compared with the devastation he planned to unleash against Duro. As with the previous attack on an unsuspecting, lightly defended Republic world, the plan was elegant in its simplicity. Hit the Duro shipyards to cripple production, bombard the orbiting cities to inflict maximum damage and casualties, then retreat before Republic reinforcements in the sector could respond to the threat. Nezer approved of this recent shift in Imperial tactics. While some, like Davidge, the prissy Minister of Logistics, might argue that the Empire gained little tangible benefit from an attack on Duro, the Grand Moff understood the psychological value of striking soft targets with the primary purpose of massacre and mayhem. And personally, he much preferred an unopposed run against a heavily populated civilian world to a lengthy engagement against Republic defenders over a resource-rich planet with high long-term strategic value.
2 minutes to Duro, Moff Nezer. Ready a general comm channel,
Nezer commanded, eager to begin issuing orders to direct his fleet's assault the instant they dropped from hyperspace.
Aye, aye, sir.
A smile crept across Nezer's thin, cracked lips. He felt the familiar surge of deceleration, and the starfield outside the bridge's viewing window transformed from solid white to the starfield of real space. They arrived on the edges of the Duro system, far enough from the sun's gravity well, but still only a few minutes from the world itself. But instead of seeing the eponymous planet and its orbiting cities in the distance, helpless and at their mercy, Moff Nezer found himself facing an entire Republic fleet stretched out before him, arrayed for battle.
Impossible,
he thought, shouting out,
full shields,
even as the enemy opened fire.